You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Tuesday evening. I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a nice weekend. And let's just get right into it, okay? First of all, I want to address the coming changes to the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I sent out an email to my email list, which is growing exponentially. So I sent out this email detailing the planned or proposed changes to the site. And I had several people demand that I be removed from their email list, which was lovely. And several other people were begging me not to put the site behind a paywall. Some sort of change has to happen, right? If I can successfully get a Craigslist style hookup, I guess page or whatever you want to call it, in the site, you know, build that out and actually make it function, that's going to require a lot of server, you know, hosting space, etc. It's not going to be necessarily a cheap endeavor, and I really do want to put together that kind of Craigslist style hookup capacity on the site, because it's really something that everybody really wants. We all miss the old Craigslist ads. Lord knows I have sucked a lot of dick off of Craigslist, okay? The site has good traffic, and it's got a reputation, you know, for alpha fag relations, if we want to say that. So it would be a good place to focus something like that. I'm just going to say this now, you know, everybody likes free stuff, right? But there comes a point where you've got to be responsible for the things that you love. If you love the site and you love what I'm trying to do there, then you have to support it, you know, somehow, right? This has gone beyond, way beyond, some personal, like, hobby, okay? The site has changed lives, lots of them. And it's forced a conversation about certain topics, like the use of the word faggot or rape or other things that a lot of other sites don't touch, you know, or don't touch well, okay? So I'm actually really trying to dig deeply into Hierarchy. And so you have to support these things if you want them to continue, you know. I've been very honest about my own personal life here, and I've had troubles here recently, as you all know if you've been reading the site. So, you know, it's, I can't continue to do it on my own, you know. I want to build it out and make it better for you guys and for everybody, okay? But, you know, ultimately, something's got to give. I've been disappointed in the past. I tried to get a couple of apps up and running to facilitate what I'm attempting to do with this Craigslist section on the site. And people didn't support it. You know, I had, my first proposal, I had 70, almost 80,000 followers on Tumblr. And I thought, well, if those people are loving what I'm doing, they're sharing it like crazy, well, then maybe they'd support it. Well, they didn't support it. And same with the second attempt. So, like, I don't know. Maybe there's only money for guys without faces who show their feet. I don't really know. But all I do know is that lots and lots of faggots and lots of alphas have benefited from this website. And so I don't know if it's that crazy for me to say, hey, if you want these features, you're going to have to buy a subscription. I'm not talking about, you know, some OnlyFans amount. I'm thinking like $5 or something, you know, like a $5 subscription to access the Craigslist section of the site. Something like that. I don't know. Here's what I guess I want to ultimately say about it, because some people have said, please don't block the site, you know, and put it all behind a paywall. But I'm not going to do that, I don't think, because my ultimate goal is to spread the word about hierarchy. And I can't do that if people don't have access to what I'm producing, you know, on the site. They're never going to find it, right? So, I want the site to be like a lighthouse in the darkness, you know. It's in a stormy sea. You know, I want people to be able to see the light and go to it and find some sort of peace or safety, okay? So I can't conscientiously put the site behind a paywall. But I can make certain things accessible only through a paywall, you know? And the Craigslist ads probably would be that. Either it would be a subscription-based thing or a pay per ad or whatever. I don't know, something like that. I'm still kind of tinkering with that, but anyway, I just kind of wanted to get this out in public, in the open, so that everybody could start kind of feeding back on what I'm talking about here, because we're all in this together, and if the site means anything to you, you know, I'm not out to try to hurt you, and I'm not trying to be rich. Okay. I'll leave that to people like Fagmaster, okay, who is trying to make a lot of money off of faggots, who's, and his site is behind a paywall, okay, and he charges outrageous amounts of money for his stupid books, you know, but I'm not trying to do that. I want something that is self-sustaining. That's all, you know. I do a lot of work for this website, let me tell you. And so you do a lot of work, and I think it's quality work for the most part. I think that somebody who works hard deserves a wage, you know what I mean, of some sort. So anyway, That's all I have to say about that. Let's get into the topic that I wanted to talk about a little bit. And this hierarchy episode is kind of a smattering of ideas because I'm going to throw a few things out here today. The paywall situation is one of them. I wanted to get into this idea that I threw out in a post recently about the cunting of Silas. You may have read that. And I mentioned in that post about faggots being a third gender, okay? Now, I don't think that our world today needs another gender, okay? I mean, everybody with, you know, they have a mole on a certain side of their face, and so then they're a new gender, you know? It seems like everybody's got their own gender now, so the definition of gender involves, it's not just about penis and vagina, right? Gender involves sexuality, how sexuality relates to sex, okay? So I don't know how much a lot of these genders that are thrown around really fit the bill of the definition of the term gender. But I threw out this idea of faggots being a third gender because faggots are effectively right in the middle between a man and a woman. They're probably the closest to being right in the middle. They're not men. I'm not a man. The faggots that no faggot is a man, all right? We're definitely lesser than men, and we don't, you know, honestly, since I've been in chastity since April, I've come to discover that probably all faggots should be caged in chastity and not allowed back out again because it's just been such a profound change for me. I've just learned a lot of respect for men and the role that they play since I've been in chastity. Maybe I'm becoming too extreme. I don't really know. This is part of why I'm saying this, I guess. I'm just throwing this out there for people to think about a little bit and maybe discuss. But faggots are not men, but we're not women either. But we take on the roles of a female in terms of sexuality, you know, sex. We are used by men for sexual relief, right? And we also perform what might be considered traditional roles of females, cooking and cleaning and laundry and, you know, whatever. And, you know, as females have kind of changed to become more, quote unquote, man-like, okay, where they're out getting jobs and they're out working and expecting equal treatment to a man, etc., faggots have kind of slipped in there as this kind of alternative gender that men are embracing more. So as a possible alternative, I guess. And I just think the term third gender is an accurate term. Faggots are all born faggots, just the way a man is born a man and a woman is born a woman, right? And that's how they are. Faggots are born faggots, you know, and you know, as long as there's not circumstances preventing them from accepting that, they are born and develop into faggots, and they serve men as faggots, and they become a third gender, you know, that they live lives in service to men and to the forsaking of other pursuits that the other two genders do pursue, right? So, faggots, they're not like transsexuals or transvestites. Those aren't genders, okay? Those are gender identities, okay? But like faggots are their own creature. They have a very specific set of traits that are unique to them, you know. And so I'm intrigued by this idea of faggots being a third gender. I'm curious to see what others think about that. I mean, I've read somewhere online that some people have listed 67 possible genders or 100 possible genders. Like I said at the outset of this discussion, like, we now live in a world where everybody's got their own fucking gender, okay? But in terms of just breaking it gender down by sex, you know, what happens during sex with between two people or sexuality, third gender seems appropriate as a description of a faggot. And there are certainly enough of us to be a gender of our own, okay? I consider a lot of other types of sexual predilections or whatever, they're definitely in the minority, but faggots are literally everywhere. And they're enough of us that we could be probably classified as a gender, you know, if we could be brave enough to come forward. So I'm intrigued by that idea. I don't know what I'm really going to do with it in the long term, but I do have one thing that is coming on the website. I'm probably going to try to write it tonight, if possible, involving a faggot's pussy that kind of ties in with what I'm talking about here. So keep your eye out for that. It might be tonight or tomorrow night sometime. I don't know. But I think this pussy article that I'm going to work on here is it's going to be another one of those kind of game-changing posts, kind of like my cunting post, you know, that's still getting traction today. So I'm kind of excited about getting this done correctly. I do think it relates to this idea of faggots being a third gender. So we'll see how it goes, okay? Anyway, that's all I got today. It's kind of a meandering episode. I really wanted to talk about something else potentially, but I'll save it. I do have an interview. We've been having trouble getting together with this incredible Muslim alpha named Jafar. I don't know how you say it. I'm going to ask him, I guess. Jafar or Jafar, I don't know. Very, very sexy, incredible, very dominant alpha. And I think you're going to enjoy that conversation if we ever get to it. I do have a couple of other interviews planned. One potentially with a really awesome foot fag. And we'll have a little discussion. Faggot to faggot. Foot fag to foot fag. I'm definitely a foot fag. Anyway, well, I will let you go. I hope you have a good night, and I will talk to you in a couple of days, okay? Love you. Bye.